The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're listening to Calm History, Escape, Relax, Sleep. You can find it at silkpodcasts.com, Silk Podcast. And here is their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts. It says, calmly narrated history for escape, relaxation, and sleep. So this is one of their shows that's designed to put you to sleep, which is kind of interesting and unique, and yet somewhat for me, I'm like, so the goal is to be boring, and that just goes a little weird in my book. And so we're going to hear an episode, unless I fall asleep before then, right after this. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener and let's see what we can do together. All right, here we go. Get your pillow.
Welcome to episode number one of Calm History.
See, I'm already almost out.
This is a spotlight episode.
Okay.
Featuring the history of rubber and the major contributions of Charles Goodyear.
Yay, I'm from Akron, Ohio.
And Harris. And I created this podcast to bring you the conflicts, the discoveries, the tragedies, and the triumphs of history, but in a calm tone, so you can just chill and relax.
This makes my brain hurt.
You can learn more about my other podcasts and vote on the future of this podcast by going to silkpodcasts.com.
Okay.
Or use the link in the episode notes.
Yes, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Here are some questions I'll answer as I tell you about the history of rubber.
That's weird because that's going to make me stay awake.
Where does rubber actually come from?
A tree.
What did native peoples use rubber for?
Rubbers.
What were the first commercial uses for rubber?
Tires and rubbers.
Why were some of the first commercial uses a total failure?
Because it bounced too
much. What roles did Daniel Webster, Charles McIntosh, and Charles Goodyear play in the history of rubber?
They discovered it and refined it.
Why did Charles Goodyear go to jail? Did he go to court so many times?
Probably for...
Did Charles Goodyear become a rich man?
This is weird because this is going to make my brain stay away.
I'll finish with a quote from Charles Goodyear.
Okay.
So you can hear him summarize how he viewed his own life.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Time to begin today's historical tale.
Here we go.
I hope it distracts and relaxes your overactive brain squirrels.
I'm going to explain why not. So we're going to do this kind of backwards. Normally I point out what you did well, and then I say, and here's some things you could polish up on. And this is one of the things, asking me a bunch of questions is going to keep me awake. And this is science based on the Zygarnik effect. This was developed by Dr. Bluma Zygarnik in 1927. Look at this, the Podcast Rodeo Show being all educational today. She said, our minds quickly forget finished tasks. However, they are programmed to continually interrupt us with reminders of unfinished tasks. These intrusions constitute the Zygarnik effect. And this is why every true crime ends with a cliffhanger, because they want you to come back because you're like, well, wait a minute. I'll give you an example. I once in college took a class on Africa, and I could repeat per nauseam every country in Africa until I took the test. I aced the test, and the minute I walked out the door, my brain wiped that stuff. The slate was clean. I'd be like, Zimbabwe and I forget, right? I completely wiped it because I had closed that loop. So the fact that you're asking questions here, I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea, because my brain's going to go, I would fall asleep now, but I want to know why Charles Goodyear got arrested. So I would not do the question thing if the goal is to put people to sleep. And so the rest of it, here's the thing. Maybe that's the thing. How do you stand out in a niche where everybody just talks like this? I'm going to talk softly now so you will go to sleep. And maybe I'll even play lullaby music under it. I mean, they all sound identical. So there's a part of me that goes, meh. You know, when I hear this show, I kind of like, again, not really my target audience. I'm not your target audience, because I don't have any problem falling asleep. So yeah, that's kind of me. I'm like, meh. But now let's say what you did right. Now, if your goal, you let me know what the show's about. It's about history, and you're going to do it in a way that puts me to sleep, which in some ways, I just need to introduce you to my 10th grade history teacher, because he just read the book to me and put me asleep every week. He didn't have to do questions and things like that. So I knew what the show was about. I knew what the goal of the podcast was about, and you got right to it. And it's weird for me to hear that delivery of people trying to put you to sleep, because I typically coach people on how to hold your attention. So it's very backwards for me. And that's why my brain hurts right now, because it's just so different than what I'm hearing. But in theory, your podcast should be successful. Now, here's the fun question I always want to ask about this. If the goal is I'm going to start a podcast and get advertising, because that seems to be everybody's motto, you better do your advertising up front. Because, yeah, if I'm asleep by the mid-roll, I'm going to miss that Casper mattress ad and the Stamps.com and the Warby Parker. So just something to think about with that. You might want to examine your why and maybe get, MyPillow an advertiser or something soon, and do that at the beginning of the show. That's the other thing that always makes me kind of scratch my head with these types of shows. But again, if you want to check out, because he has apparently a bunch of shows that are in this kind of genre. So if you're having a hard time sleeping, he's got Sleep Whispers, ASMR University, Sleep with Silk, Sleep with, there's just Nature Sounds and things like that. It's all out at silkpodcasts.com. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, super simple, podcastrodeoshow.com/store. You can pick whatever style of review you want. We have a couple of different ones. This was a first impression review. And if you found value in this episode, can you do me a favor? And you're probably listening on your phone. There's probably a share button either in the bottom left-hand corner or the upper right-hand corner. Can you do me a favor and share this with a friend? And if this is your first time here, hit that follow button or subscribe, whatever app you're on. Because we got a lot of episodes, and I know a lot of people say they learn a lot from this show. And if that's you, and you are subscribed, and you are followed, and you did learn something, think about going to podcastrodeoshow.com/support and buying me a coffee. I'm Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com, reminding you, there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.